This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Concussions can occur when an athlete receives a blow to the head. And for years, the biggest clue a football player suffered a concussion was a crack of the helmets colliding or seeing his head slam to the ground. That's changing. As we continue our series on concussions and football, Les Lavoie reports on a Birmingham company creating technology that allows coaches and physicians to measure the impact of the head in real time.
On a hot summer Saturday afternoon, Shauna Clevenger steps up to the batter's box. Her softball team, the Cobras, is playing in a tournament outside of Cullman. Shauna's a soft-spoken incoming high school freshman, and today she has her long brown hair in pigtails. A few weeks back, Shauna was taking batting practice before a game. Her coach threw a wild pitch.
I tried to move, and like when I did, it got me right here.
She points to her temple. Shauna wasn't wearing a helmet. After the game, she told her mother what happened. For a short time, she felt like she couldn't speak and had a headache. Her parents were concerned. Shannon Clevenger is Shauna's mom.
And that night, after she'd come in and had gotten her shower, and came in and was telling us that when she looked at her phone, that it made her head hurt worse. So at that point, we were concerned that she possibly had a concussion.
Her parents took her to a doctor the next morning, who confirmed she had a concussion. Robert Canitou, professor of neurology at Boston University, says they did the right thing. He says getting a concussion, especially while playing football, is similar to a bowl of Jell-O being shaken hard.
The skull is taking a hit. And then the head is being moved, and then the contents of the head are being very violently shaken, and they're being rotated as well. And those are the forces that stretch brain tissue, tear brain tissue, wind up producing concussions, and sometimes even worse, such as bleeds within the brain.
Diagnosing them quickly is key. A number of companies are creating products to help coaches and doctors see if a player possibly has a concussion. These range from special helmets to mouthpieces and caps to headbands. In Alabama, a Birmingham-based company named Archetype recently developed the PlayerMD system. Jason Cooner is Archetype's CEO.
PlayerMD is basically a sensor-based application. We put accelerometers on skull caps or headbands. It's to monitor for impacts on athletes as they're playing sport. And basically what it does is it quantifies the impact into an overall risk assessment.
With data from PlayerMD's sensors, Cooner and his team compare a player's hits to their database of about 2 million impacts. I wanted to see how this technology works firsthand, so I'm putting on a football helmet that a Division I team would wear out on the field. Okay, Jason, give me a pop.
And we just made an impact.
He shows me a graph that appeared on his computer screen.
So you'll notice you had a very big whack there, and you actually had a 24% chance of a potential concussion in the hospital. Now, when they get over 10%, I say that's when you need to start kind of keeping an eye on the kid.
Dr. Jeffrey Dugas is a surgeon in Birmingham who specializes in sports medicine at Andrews Sports Medicine Orthopedic Center. He's also team physician for several area high school football programs. Dr. Dugas says technology like Archetype's PlayerMD can't diagnose concussions. What it can do is give the medical staff a heads up.
So if we know that a kid hits a red line, so to speak, or a threshold at which we're concerned about a head injury, that doesn't mean they have a concussion. It doesn't mean they have a traumatic brain injury. It just means we need to maybe be more aware of it as the medical professionals that are on the sidelines looking at these kids. It raises a red flag with us, and we say, okay, we need to make sure that one's okay.
But coaching staffs are slow to embrace the new technology. One reason is cost. At $150 per, some high schools may find the cost prohibitive. And there's the perception among players that someone is less tough if they agree to wear something that measures hits. Sean Clevenger was shaken by his daughter Shauna's brush with a concussion. He says it's worth the cost, financially and beyond, to protect young athletes' heads.
Well, anything they can do to help research, I think they should go ahead and participate, especially in something we're so gray in.
The gray Clevenger is referring to are the unknowns when it comes to diagnosing a concussion. It might take a major shift in culture and attitudes of players and coaches for this technology to become mandatory or standard. For now, some prominent Alabama college football programs are leading the charge. Auburn University uses PlayerMD during practice and will start equipping players with the sensors during games in the upcoming season. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.
Tomorrow, we continue our series on concussions in football. We'll visit UAB researchers trying to develop a physiological test for concussions. Mostly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a heat advisory in effect as well, with highs around 95. It is 80 in Birmingham, 73 in Gadsden, 77 in Tuscaloosa at 551.